And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of the woman who first published James Joyce's Ulysses. Margaret Anderson, born in Indianapolis, 1886, grew up in a small town in Indiana, didn't fit in, so she moved to Chicago, wanted to start a magazine devoted to the avant-garde, and she called it The Little Review. First issue came out March 1914. It was 4 years later that Ezra Pound showed Margaret Anderson the manuscript of Ulysses, James Joyce's Ulysses. She read it. She wrote to Pound, "This is the most beautiful thing we'll ever have. We'll print it if it's the last effort of our lives." And they did print it, but all of the copies of the magazine were confiscated by the U.S. Post Office, and they were burned, and she was charged with obscenity. Margaret Anderson said, "I wasn't born to be a fighter. The causes I have fought for have invariably been causes that should have been gained by a delicate suggestion. Since they never were, I made myself into a fighter." It's the birthday of Spinoza, Benedict Spinoza, born Amsterdam, 1632. He was a brilliant scholar, but he got in trouble with the Jewish community because he questioned the existence of miracles. So he supported himself making lenses for glasses and telescopes and microscopes. And in his spare time, he studied mathematics and philosophy. It was Spinoza who argued that the soul and the body are not really separate but two parts of the same thing, that God did not stand outside the universe, but rather that the universe itself was God and that everything in the universe was perfect and divine. It's the birthday of Lawrence Stern, born in Clonmel, Ireland, 1713. He was a preacher who then became a novelist, and he wrote one of the most revolutionary novels in English literature, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, 1760, a fictional autobiography in which the narrator is unable to tell his own story. He's always sidetracked by digressions on all sorts of subjects. The book influenced many writers of the 20th century, James Joyce and Virginia Woolf, Samuel Beckett. Italo Calvino said, "Lawrence Stern was the undoubted progenitor of all the avant-garde novels of our century." And it's the birthday of the novelist Nuruddin Farah, born in Somalia, 1945, author of 10 novels, all in English, all about Somalia. Nuruddin Farah, who said, "The only thing I can say is that I have tried my best to keep my country alive by writing about it." Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds entitled "The Talk." In the sunless wooden room at noon, the mother had a talk with her daughter. The rudeness could not go on, the meanness to her little brother, the selfishness. The eight-year-old sat on the bed in the corner of the room, her irises distilled as the last drops of something, her firm face melting, reddening, silver flashes in her eyes like distant bodies of water glimpsed through woods. She took it and took it and broke, crying out, "I hate being a person," diving into the mother as if into a deep pond, and she cannot swim, the child cannot swim. The Talk, a poem by Sharon Olds from Strike Sparks, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.